Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the sunny and rainy no day of our local announcer, the guy who is about to tell you about how to eat and when you were eating in the best and why you have turned away from food sometimes. And sometimes you're going looking for something totally new, something different. And this is a program that's been on the radio in 310, I think that's it. Every day we sit down and we talk about the food here in what I think is the best place in America for eating. It's the Food Show. And I've got a book here. I thought I would try to do this. I don't know it'll get any big deal out of it. But it's The Joy of Cooking, which is a classic book. And it's one that I recommend to a lot of young people and people who are just setting up their households and things like that. And because it has virtually everything you can imagine in there. And by doing that, you can get some random ideas that can make your lunch or dinner or wherever you wind up eating or cooking and give you some ideas from some of the best cooks in the history of New Orleans. So anyway, I've got it right in front of me. I thought let's try that as a way to get our show started today. Much more interested here is that Mary is here. Marianne is here. Marianne is here. And here she is. Hello, darling.
You know, I would have been here.
You would have?
When I said I was going to be here.
Yeah. But what happened?
But on the walk back.
Yeah.
There was a traffic jam caused. Oh,
that never happens in New Orleans.
Yeah, it was a traffic jam caused by a woman who appeared to be sleeping, but I wanted to make sure she hadn't had a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a couple of people that were checking on that.
Yeah.
So, good news to report. She's fine.
She's okay? Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, she was sleeping.
I didn't even know what did happen.
Asleep at the wheel.
Yeah. Or any other place.
Is a band, but also that woman. Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, sorry to hear. Hi. How are you feeling so far as we have bopped around New Orleans? Not that we don't do it every day.
I am somewhat infuriated.
You are? Why?
By my lunch experience today.
Why? Where'd you go?
Dory's Metropolitan.
Dory's? Yeah.
Yes. A place we haven't been in 6 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I was filtering, trying to get my brain to tell me, when's the last time we were there?
The last time we were there was 2014.
Yeah.
It was
Dory's.
March of 2014.
That dates back to the beginning of our program.
And it was coming up on 6 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Anyway.
Remind me. There's something I need some.
It's right across from Sylvain and Tableau. Anyway, I went with my two buds from college. Yeah.
Did they remember you? did you remember them? That's the more important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were
all remembered each other.
And you were smiling a lot because you love each other.
We do.
Yeah.
And it was not very crowded.
Yeah.
And I got there at 1:30 and the food arrived at 2:25.
Well, that's pretty good. You didn't have any waste time there. Or so it seems, anyway.
So an hour is how long it took to get a hamburger.
Really? Well, then that one.
To get a hamburger, yes.
I take back everything
I've
said.
And it was quite remarkable. I was very surprised by that. And it was a, apparently there is no burger on the menu. It's one of those secret menus.
Really?
And the guys got there before me.
Who would want to keep that secret?
Well, the guys got there before me, mm-hmm. and they had already looked at the menu and were a little shell-shocked. And then they were terrified because they didn't see a burger on the menu.
Yeah.
And so, fortunately, one of them knew the person at an adjacent table who said he was there for the burger, which apparently is only available on Fridays and is made from the trimmings from the week. And all of that is ground together to make the burger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a secret or something. Anyway, the bill came for the three of us.
Yeah.
And we got one appetizer, like a charred eggplant, mm-hmm. which was really beautiful, charred eggplant over tahini. And the guys each got an iced tea. And we got three hamburgers, and the bill was $98.
Do you think that added up properly?
$98.
For how many people?
It was three of us. We each got a burger.
That's not too bad. Well, I mean, it depends on where you're coming from.
Anyway, I have gone to Spago many a time for their burger
mm-hmm.
at lunch, which is $25. It's served with fries and a salad.
Yeah.
And great bread. They have like this fantastic bread plate that comes. And I could really fill up on that. Dory's has a similar sort of bread plate. It's about 20% as good as Spago's. And the burger at Dory's was $21 a piece.
Mm.
There was no salad, just fries. And pretty ordinary fries at that. I'm sure they were not fresh cut. They did not look it. And they had truffle and Parmesan on them. So I'm rethinking my constant nudge to get people to go to Dory's because I was pretty, pretty...
ticked off.
Yes, that is the word. Very much so. And that was a surprise. That was a surprise. Surprising visit to Dory's.
Tell me, I'm trying to get this figured out in my brain, what little is left of it. But where exactly is this?
You know where Jackson Square is?
Jackson Square, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were to walk from Jackson Square a block
mm-hmm.
in the old Alpine restaurant.
Oh, you know, well, now I know.
Yes, yeah. That's where it is.
That's why they call it Dory's, too, because it was it's D-O-R-I-S, and they, when you ask them, how do you pronounce this, they'll tell you however you want.
Right.
And they really do mean that.
And they don't have the apostrophe anymore. It's Doris Metropolitan is what it
yeah.
is now. It's Doris.
Yeah. Yeah.
They decided to cave to everyone, and it's just simply Doris Metropolitan
mm-hmm.
now.
Well, good. How do you like my haircut?
I love it, but what I love even more is your beard trim.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. If you would like to chat with us, here we are.
Yeah. We talk
both
about food,
us
about
ready
restaurants.
Ready to do that.
And
stop me. Call about something. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep teeing off on Dory's Metropolitan, which is going to get boring after a while because I've got plenty to tee off about.
Okay.
Anyway.
Can I do my little thing where I just grab a spot in the...
Please do.
Okay. I've flipped the book open. It is The Joy of Cooking.
What are we doing?
The Joy of... Well, you would prefer a different book?
Well, I wasn't really finished my review of Dory's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then keep on finishing it up.
I mean, I was just talking about all the annoyances having to do with the hamburger, but I didn't actually talk about the hamburger.
Oh, well, let's get that done.
Which was actually good. I will admit that it was good. It was not a flat burger. You know, like you make it round
mm-hmm.
and it's uniform at about an inch in diameter. Diameter? No, height.
Yeah.
This was kind of like a ball of meat that had sort of filtered out on the edges, but the main part of it was just like this big round thing in the middle. And it sort of spilled out the rest of the meat. I mean, it was part of the same patty, but it just was shaped rather oddly, I thought. It was served with a Gouda cheese and another kind of cheese. I'm trying to think of it, but...
Cheddar?
No, it was odd.
I was just
like
picking
a Gruyere,
an easy one.
Maybe, and a Gouda or something like that. You know, two unusual cheeses. And they had a mushroom and onion marmalade on it. And it had a black garlic aioli. And it was served with, I don't know if there was a tomato on it, but there was a slice of lettuce. And I asked for extra pickles, and the pickles that were served were cornichons.
Oh, well, that's not too terrible.
You know, I love cornichons if I'm having it with pate or something. But with a burger, I kind of feel like, you know, there should be more pickle in your mouth when you're eating pickle. Anyway.
Gerard, over at Crozier's, when he was still around. He was nuts about those little pickles.
Yes.
He would talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a very American thing, really. And yet here it is.
I can't imagine that.
No, that.
With a name like Cornichon, I can't imagine.
Cornichon, yeah, I guess
it
would be.
American.
Well, yeah. I'll scratch that out and come back and check it another time.
Yeah. Anyway, it was, let's just put it this way. I don't think Dory's is there to serve the meal that we had.
Yeah.
They're there to serve people who are ready to pay lots and lots for a big steak that's an unusual cut that has been dry aged in their beautiful aging room.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Have you ever walked in there by mistake? Because it can be done. It's happened to me a couple of times. They have the outer walls of this restaurant are see through. And you can walk right up to it and open the door and walk inside, unless they've changed it since the last time I was there. They might have.
Since the last time you walked in,
it's been
a
while.
Yeah,
but you used to be able to.
I can't imagine that a lot of people go into that room, Tom, except the people who are supposed to be there. But anyway,
well, I did. I right.
So the breakdown of how this went was I arrived at exactly 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
The guys had been there for about 10 to 15 minutes before that.
Yeah.
And I sat down and one of them ordered the appetizer. And then we inquired about the hamburgers because apparently when the meat runs out, they're done with hamburgers. So it's like this thing that you got to get in there and get. So we said we're going to have three hamburgers. And we didn't even, they looked at the menu. I didn't look at the menu because I knew it was on the menu. I wasn't going to spend $100 for lunch. I was there to try the hamburger particularly. So we ordered the burgers, and, you know, half an hour went by, and I mentioned to the waiter on a visit in our neck of the woods that I was kind of in a hurry, and he said, yes, they're it's on the grill, and it'll be ready in about 5 minutes. So...
And was it?
So 5 minutes goes by, 10 minutes goes by, 15 minutes goes by, and I inquire again, and he said, I just saw the cheese melting on it. So I go, okay. So then when it's getting to be about 20 to 25 minutes after 2, and I have to be at the radio station at 3, and I'm walking, I go over to... we see him with burgers in his hand, and then we realize he's actually delivering them to the bar. So this was probably 10 to 15 minutes after he told us they'd be up in 5 minutes. So then I actually walked over to the kitchen, which is open at the end of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a burger sitting there. And I said, I'm really serious that I have to be someplace shortly. And he goes, this is your burger. And they're plating the other two up. And I said, okay. And so another 10 minutes goes by. And actually, that would have been like about 2:20. So another 10 minutes goes by, and I was just about to get up and tell them, if the burger is not on the table in 1 minute, it's going to be canceled because I really do have to go, and there's not enough time to eat it anymore. And that's when he came with the burger. So,
boy, does that get waiters worked up.
What, when you say you have to go somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Well, I mean, if I had any idea it would take an hour to get a hamburger, then I probably would not have stayed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I was wowed by that. That's never really happened before. Anyway, one of the guys who's been to Keith Young's with me to have a burger, because we're both burger nuts, said that he preferred the Keith Young burger for $9.99, as did I. But I have to admit, it was a good burger, and he said the same thing. It did have a great flavor. It was a good burger. All right, 260-6368 is the number. I'm done with my Dory's Metropolitan rant, and we'll be back after these messages.
Ding, ding.
WWL 105.3 FM, HD2.
Welcome back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice,
and I'm Mary Ann Fitzmaurice. Huh?
Mary Ann Fitzmaurice is here.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
You look different from a couple of minutes ago. What are you doing?
I don't know. I went through a looking glass or
a
something.
A looking glass.
Today,
yeah.
Interestingly enough, or maybe not, I don't know, I think.
How is Lee doing? I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, good. Today in your almanac,
yeah.
You have that it is Nolan Ryan's birthday.
Nolan Ryan's
birthday. He was born
birthday.
On this day.
Yeah.
And you talked about Nolan Ryan beef.
Nolan Ryan
was a baseball player.
Right, he was a baseball player. He was
a
an extremely
that,
good one.
And a rancher after that.
And then he started raising cattle and selling it across the country.
Yes, and Nolan Ryan beef you heartily approved of. Does anyone know where you can get Nolan Ryan beef? Because you said it's available at stores around town, but it seemed like the antibiotic free meat.
Yeah.
At the time that your almanac was written,
mm-hmm.
was kind of a rare and unusual thing. And it's not common, because most beef still has all that, but you can get it more readily in stores, just, you know, in the meat counter, the antibiotic hormone.
That's the first time I round it. And they were dry aging it. Do it that
yeah,
time.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone get Nolan Ryan beef? Does anyone know where that is?
He, I think, played for the Houston, didn't he? I can't remember. And I don't think that they are still in the local market, or even if they ever were.
Said that they were.
Well, you know, if this was something from some time ago, it's possible that,
Anyway, I would imagine a product like that would certainly be desirable if you are looking to eat better would be available, but not as unusually as it was probably at that time, because there's a lot of hormone-free. People have come to realize that the way that animals are raised before you eat them is important. In my opinion, it's important to the animal, but it's also important to you, the eater. So anyway, he was one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history.
Right. And when he threw his last ball, I think he damaged his arm. And that's what got him from doing it.
Yeah, he was a pitcher. Also today is the death day, I guess.
Death day?
Yes.
Charles Edward Stewart, who that?
Bonnie Prince Charles.
Oh, he has a liqueur name for him.
Yes, Drambuie. What is Drambuie?
It's a sweet liqueur with a unique flavor that will remind you of Scotch whiskey.
Okay.
But it has some other flavors in it, too. It's pretty interesting. It's kind of heavy on the sweet side. It's been a while since I had one, but maybe today.
You said that the name Drambuie is a contraction of a Gaelic expression that means the drink that satisfies.
That's a great slogan. You got to give them that.
Yes. Well, anyway, you were saying that you have to have a Drambuie today in honor of Bonnie Prince Charles.
Oh, well, let's all go out and get one.
Well, I don't know. Is there a song attached to it like the Manhattan or no?
No. Okay. I haven't made one up for. Let's see.
There you go.
Send me out to get a.
So ding, National ding. Brandy Alexander Day is also today. What is that, Brandy Alexander?
Brandy Alexander is a cocktail. It's a classic cocktail. And how
doesn't seem like something you would like, Tom. You say that it's brandy, cream, and creme de cacao.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
that
my kind of
like
thing.
Doesn't seem like your kind of thing at all.
It really doesn't. What is it called again?
Brandy Alexander.
Brandy Alexander. Okay, let's see what we get in here. Brandy Alexander.
But the that's a creme de cacao, or however you say
cocoa.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who really loves that stuff is. Over at the Upper Line, the lady who runs that place, she likes to do those cocktails. What did you just tell me it was?
Brandy Alexander.
Brandy Alexander. Yeah, you can go over there and get their like four-course dinner, and the three of them will be kind of normal things, salad, soup, you know. But when you get to the end, one of your choices is you can get a shrimp remoulade. Or you can have a Brandy Alexander. Strange, isn't it?
Wait, so it's like you can have as a course either a real dish that's savory that you eat or you drink a Brandy Alexander.
Yeah, something like that. And over there at the Upper Line, they have it all the time.
That sounds like something that would happen over there. Okay, today in 1851, Gail Borden introduced evaporated milk.
Do you have that poetry that's attached to that?
I don't know. What is...
I don't remember how it goes exactly, but it's funny and it's slightly dirty, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure.
No, I don't see that anywhere in here. Evaporated milk. Okay, what's the difference in evaporated milk and cream in a can?
Well, one of them you...
What's pet milk?
Pet milk is the same as carnation milk.
Okay.
And it is exactly what it says it is. It has been... what's the word?
Pasteurized?
Pasteurized. No, that's not it. And you have...
Well, anyway, is pet milk...
Evaporated milk, yeah.
Okay, so they're all the same thing, basically. Cream in a can.
Yeah, that's pretty much true, but not exactly.
Well, basically, it sounds like it was powdered milk that was then reconstituted and put in a can. Is that right?
Yeah. There's another thing that's kind of that flat.
It's not a bad product.
No, it's not a bad product at all. It's actually a very good way. If you like cream in your coffee... If you're not sitting in your home, you're like out on the field somewhere.
Yeah.
You can open up that, and it kind of serves in the same way as milk does.
Yeah.
It's not going to be exactly the same taste, but it gets the job
done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember our mac and cheese is delicious, and we use real cream. But I remember that the recipe that I got from my mom, which was extremely simple, was essentially butter and evaporated milk, like a whole can of that. And that was a great macaroni and cheese. So I would imagine if you are in a situation where you can't use the fresh stuff for whatever reason, not only for cream in your coffee, but for any application... It would work just as well.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And this has been around for quite a long time, too. It goes back to the 1800s. And it was considered to be a major forward-looking way to get milk out in places where milk is kind of hard to get to.
Yeah. Well, I would think that would absolutely be the case. Anyway, I'm trying to think of any other reason that I ever had pet milk. Oh, you know what is a good application of that?
No, tell me.
These are really delicious, and I'm embarrassed to say that I eat them because they're very common, I should say.
Common? Yeah, not snoozy around enough?
It's actually really good, though, I think. It's graham crackers.
Yeah.
Chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut. And then after you layer those things, you pour evaporated milk over it. Anyone, tell me if I'm missing something here. But after you pour the evaporated milk on it, you put it in the oven to bake, and you have mighty tasty little dessert bars.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what they're called, but I've had a few of those in my time. And I remember I was really into baking them at some point, but I don't. You know, I don't do that. Now that Mary Lee is the baker that she is, I never do any of that stuff.
Now, would that be evaporated milk or condensed milk? Condensed milk is the one that's sweet. Evaporated milk is the one that is not sweet.
It's really,
it'll be condensed
sweet.
Milk. And I think the recipe for that is actually on the side of the can for condensed milk. Yeah. You said evaporated milk and condensed milk.
Evaporated milk right. has no sugar added. Okay. Condensed milk does. Okay. And Kroger sells those steaks, by the way.
Wait, what?
Kroger sells the Nolan Ryan.
Oh, they do the Nolan Ryan steaks?
Beef, yes.
They do.
They're the only ones who do.
Now, let's see. Who Kroger is?
It's the largest chain of supermarkets in the world that we don't have.
No, I know what Kroger is. But in this market, I think Kroger and Winn-Dixie are together now. I'm not sure.
Well, I hope they're happy.
I think Kroger has absorbed Winn-Dixie because I see the Kroger brand somewhere. It's definitely not at Ralph's. I think Winn-Dixie is has been absorbed by Kroger. Anyway, today also Tom is the birthday of Mario Lanza.
Mario Lanza, he was an official New Orleans native, just because. He came to our town and sang like the great singer he was. He was an opera singer. And he also did some movies and some other stuff. And he was...
Wasn't he from Naples, or did he just live
It was
in
from
Naples?
Italy, but I where
oh, no,
exactly?
No. Who was the one? There was someone who lived in that yellow hotel. I think it was the Grand Hotel, maybe, in Naples, right on the water.
Yeah.
In the harbor, you can see it. And I can't remember if it was Mario Lanza or Enrico Caruso. I kind of think it might have been Enrico Caruso today.
Yeah, well, Caruso was the most famous guy in the history of singing.
Yeah, I think the great Caruso, Enrico Caruso, predates Mario Lanza, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think they were both in a movie together.
They were, yeah.
It was called... What's it called?
It's a very familiar
song. The Great Caruso,
song.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it'll come to me in a minute.
Anyway, I think Mario Lanza played Caruso, right? Anyway.
Yeah.
260-6368 is the number.
Yeah,
in
does
the
anybody
4 o'clock
know that?
Hour, yes. Call us if you... Okay.
Oh, there we got that.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he could have been born anywhere. Enrico Caruso might have been born in Rome, too. But somebody lived in this hotel in Naples right on the water. And I think it was maybe Caruso.
If anybody is listening to us who likes opera.
The Prince, the Student Prince.
Also,
wasn't
this
that
was
the name of the movie? The Student Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Drink, drink, let your...
I don't know if that's it. But
drink to every true lover.
Well sung.
Let's drink.
This is such a popular movie.
Obviously not too well.
I hope, we haven't found anybody to tell us the how it sounds. Would you mind calling us? You don't have to sing if you don't want to.
Well, you have to tell me the words because I have to, maybe I'll look it up and
we'll
see.
Find
Doug
out.
Will
it's,
probably
it's
find
very,
it. Drink,
very well
drink.
Known. While we're waiting, I have tracked down the Alexander cocktail.
Okay.
That we, which
well,
was...
I think you might have to hold it because we have to take a break right now. So let's take a break. 260-6368, if you'd like to chat with us. We'll come back with the recipe for Brandy Alexander. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Now, right before the break there, we had we were trying to figure out what the Alexander cocktail was. So this was the something or other of the Brandy Alexander. This is something, if you go to the Upper Line restaurant and ask them for that instead of dessert, they'll serve it to you. Anyway, the name of a Alexander cocktail, according to the Mr. Boston Official Bartender's Guide, which is the book that I refer to for these things, Alexander cocktail number 1, 1 ounce of gin, 1 ounce of creme de coco, cocoa is what it is, 1 ounce of light cream. Easy enough. Shake with ice and strain into cocktail glass. Garnish with fresh grated nutmeg on top. Aha, we were having a few weeks ago, somebody was asking me what you do with any kind of that kind of stuff. The nutmeg, I mean. That was one of them, and that's Alexander's sister cocktail. And there's another one, though, and that one is 1 ounce of dry gin, 1 ounce of creme de menthe. So cream de menthe, and 1 ounce of light cream, and you just shake this all up, and you serve it with a fresh grated nutmeg, another nutmeg. Here it is.
And that's Steve on the phone.
We have Steve on the phone?
Uh-huh.
Steve on the phone. Step right up.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, you know, we're moving right along and trying to wonder how it is that our studio manages to get down to 36 degrees every day.
Well, Tom's wondering that.
But
go ahead.
I could, maybe I'll shut up later. But
I doubt it. what I wanted to bring up is Marianne.
Yes,
You were singing a little earlier, so I wanted to ask Tom about a Manhattan.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
I mean, we got to get both of you singing now.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island,
and then
too.
Doug said just to mention halibut, just for the halibut.
That's right.
Please.
I'm so glad you picked that up.
I'm going to purge you from the air and ban you.
No, don't do that. $30 hamburger, I hope I never spend that for a hamburger.
It's 21, but yes.
Well, I joke it's 98.
I know, the bill was 98, but they had two iced teas at $6 a piece and an eggplant appetizer.
Okay, all right. Well, still, that's $21 for a burger.
No, it was outrageous.
If I would have been you, I know y'all don't use this, but at 2:15, I would have said, I have to leave because I'm on I'm Marianne Fitzmaurice with the food show.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I know, but I think at that point they might have freaked out a little bit, realizing,
Probably not. They would have gone, who?
Yeah, that might be true.
That really makes me feel good, I tell you.
I said me, not you.
You also said something about Asleep at the Wheel before. That's an album. As an album that they put out that you guys ought to pull up, you'd probably love. It's Asleep at the Wheel with the Fort Worth Symphony Orchestra live.
Hmm.
Okay.
Why did they do
and
that? Why did they do that?
Because it's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
Asleep at the Wheel is a pretty big swing band.
That's a great version of the Count Basie number. So let's see, how's that go?
Sounds like Johnny Carson's.
Johnny Carson?
Sounds like Johnny Carson.
That's good because he used to use that exact piece of music back then. Johnny Carson did.
No, Johnny Carson's theme was written by Paul Anka.
No, that was the open song. This was something that was at the end of the show. And he always played that, yeah.
Okay, but anyway, it really is a great album. They play a lot of their Asleep at the Wheel stuff.
They're from Australians, aren't they? Australians?
No, they're from Austin.
Austin. Oh, I was close.
Ray Benson, the lead singer, is from Philadelphia, and he moved to Austin, Texas. And they're kind of a offspring of Bob Wills, which was one of the early...
Oh, you don't have to tell me. He was Bob Wells was a combination of cowboy music and jazz.
Well, it's Western swing.
It really was.
And that's what Asleep at the Wheel is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Asleep at the Wheel is. But go check that album out with the Fort Worth Symphony
All
Live.
All day I passed the... Okay, what?
That's just a great album you ought to go check out. Do you all have any streaming for... No, you don't have
album. I do, indeed.
Yeah, he does. Go ahead.
Asleep at the Wheel Live with the Fort Worth Symphony?
No, he's got the Sons of the Pioneers.
Okay, I believe that. So do I. I have a Sons of the Pioneers Best Of album.
All day I face the barren waste without the tears of water.
Sing for us. Sing something for us, Marianne.
What?
Sing something for us.
No, I'm still trying to think of the words of the student prince. Drink.
Oh, okay.
Drink. That's all I know.
Hey, guess what?
This is good.
You'll never believe.
Lift your Stein.
You'll never believe what the name of this show is. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. It's great to be here and talking about food.
And
I think I'm being dumped.
Yeah.
Thanks
a lot.
See y'all later.
Thank you for calling.
Let me know. You're open for us. You're one of our fellers.
260-6368 is the number. We are looking for the words to that song, the Mario Lanza song. But actually, I was going to talk about, since it's the birthday of the great, was he a tenor, Mario Lanza? Was he a tenor?
He was definitely a tenor.
Yeah. And the connection with Naples, some Neapolitan pizza.
And pizza, yeah.
Is one of the things my buds and I were talking about, because we talk about food. And one of them is extremely passionate, the other one less so. And we were talking a little bit about pizza, and the one that is passionate is from New York, and was mourning the passing of Brooklyn Pizza and saying that there just isn't anything like that anymore in the city.
Well, that's not true, because the New Orleans Opera, they have plenty of that kind of stuff.
Pizza?
Pizza, yeah, they sure do.
Yeah. Well, the purpose of the conversation, or how we got into the conversation, is that this guy is a... These are two athletes. They're two track athletes. And the one that's into pizza and hamburgers, and we have great conversations, was talking about this guy that started some radio show before podcast was even a word. And it was an alternative to ESPN, which just today actually was sold for $500 million.
What was?
But he does a blog called A Bite. What is it? One Bite? Or I don't know. Anyway, he travels around the world.
What's his name?
For sports. I don't know his name.
Oh.
Eric,
hard,
if you're listening, call.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he reviews pizza all over. Wherever he is, mm-hmm. he goes and eats pizza. He's got like 700 pizza reviews.
Hmm.
And the only reason I bring that up is we were talking about Caruso. This show, as you know, if you listen, goes and starts in one little place and then just spirals around and around, and evidently every now and then shoots off into another direction. So we were talking about Caruso and Mario Lanza, and it reminded me of that hotel where they, maybe it's the Grand Excelsior right there on the Naples waterfront. Somebody lived there, one of those singer guys. And so that made me think of Neapolitan pizza, which made me think of our conversation that we had. So if you want to stop this, folks, just call 260-6368.
What we would really like to know, I mean, there is a very, very familiar classic movie from, I want to say, the 30s and 40s. And in it, the opera singer you were just mentioning.
Mario Lanza,
but also...
Enrico Caruso.
And I think there might have been one more. Anyway, none of us can remember the name of this guy. So if you wouldn't mind calling us and telling us and letting us
Mario Lanza was born in 1947. So,
well, I was close.
So... you know, he wouldn't have been in this movie. Tom thinks there was some movie like The Student Prince filmed in New Orleans. I have my doubts about that.
Yeah.
260-6368 is the number. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now, Doug. No, we're not. We can't.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Let's keep on going. We're trying to get the heat up.
I need to do something. Okay. You know what? Ron always takes breaks on Thursday. Okay, but it's weird, though, that we have to take them only on Thursdays. But anyway, it would be handy to take one now. But that's fine. I'll
260-6368. 260-6368 if you're going to try to help us with the finding the opera guys.
Okay. Let's see. What else do you have in your almanac today, Tom?
You know, after all the trouble I went through to get this to you, it's my fault. I have it sitting in my office right now, and I'm going to make a dash for it as soon as we...
No, you don't need to, because it's on my phone, and that's totally fine. We don't need to do any of that stuff. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number if you would like to chat with us about whatever it is that you would like to chat about. We're having pizza, actually, this evening,
are we?
I think.
Yes. We are?
Yeah, we had a nice dinner last night, too. We went to New Villari's on the North Shore.
Oh, had a great time.
That was a steal.
It really was. It was $59 for three people.
Yeah, it was a steal.
And a tremendous amount of food and really good quality food, too. And that's a class act restaurant. There are other places, too, in Hammond.
Well, you know, we're compiling a list for Valentine's Day for nomenu.com. It'll be there, I think, Monday. Mm. And we were thinking about all the restaurants that could be classified as romantic in different price points. And, you know, there's something kind of charming and cute about New Villari's, too.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be dark, but it's a cute little restaurant.
Yeah.
And I had a...
Do you know its history? It's one really interesting...
It used to be a store, wasn't it?
It was a store, exactly right. And it was the store that all the people who lived around there in Mandeville... went to get everything.
Uh-huh. And back in the day when the phone numbers for Mandeville were two digits.
Right, right. Yeah. That's...
We actually have a friend who grew up in those days and had a phone number that was two digits. And their family had a grocery store also, but it was a few blocks away. And it became a sandwich shop as well, as a lot of little grocery stores do. And then the next generation, the brother of the girl that I'm referring to, wound up having Darrell's on the North Shore in a different location. But that was a great roast beef poor boy.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
Had to be.
One of the top-of-the-line roast beef poor boys. And it was not done the way you normally see roast beef poor boys done. It's like he kept this gravy... warming on the stove. And if you ordered the roast beef poor boy, it came out of the refrigerator where he had let the meat, after he cooked it, cool. He would cook it. He would take the meat out. He would let it cool. And then when it was cool, he would slice it and put it back in the refrigerator. When you ordered the roast beef, he would put the roast beef that was cold in like a strainer and let the roast beef sit in the roast beef gravy. And then that's how you got your roast beef gravy. But however he did it, whatever he did, it was a magical roast beef sandwich. And it was unfortunately short-lived because he got tired of doing it. But it was straight out of Mayberry. Darrell's roast beef was straight out of Mayberry.
Yeah, it really was. It was an old supermarket, a little market, kind of like a Time Saver.
It was a Time Saver, I think.
I think maybe. It was, yeah.
And it was on Monroe, and I remember when he opened it, he took everybody's castaway furniture. So if you had a dining room table set that you wanted to get rid of, you gave it to Darrell. And it was this mishmash of styles. And it had a certain charm to it. And I remember his kids used to get dropped off from the school bus there after school, and it was really straight out of Mayberry. It was a pity when he gave it all up to drive a school bus himself. And we ran into him not long ago at our friend's house, and I asked him if he missed doing the roast beef sandwiches as much as we missed eating them. And he said, well, I don't know how much you miss eating them, but I only occasionally miss making them. So I think he's quite happy. Yeah, it was. Well, you know, the restaurant business in general is a really, it's really, really a lot of work. We ran into Rick Blunt at the John Fulce event the other night.
You didn't tell him.
And we were talking about something, and I said, I was talking to his wife about her beautiful dress, and I said something like, I don't get out much. And he goes, I don't get out much either. And I said, well, none of you restaurateurs get out very much because you're chained to the restaurant.
They don't want to.
No, I mean, they're chained to the restaurant. If you operate a restaurant, especially one like that, where you are making sure that everything runs as well as it should, then you probably are kind of chained to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true of a lot of them. Over the years, I've definitely noticed that about all of them. 260-6368 is the number if you would like to chat with us in the 4 o'clock hour.
We don't chat often enough. You know,
I know you're going to love this,
Tom. Chat it with us. What?
I know you're going to love it because I know how much you love this bit. But we have a visit from Timely.
Who?
Timely, my niece and her husband.
Oh, yeah?
Traveling the country in their renovated RV. Renovated.
Well, that's
renovated
close.
RV. And they don't have the dog with them anymore. They ship the dog home. They go back home to Virginia where they have a home, an actual home that isn't on wheels. And they go in and out of there. So the last time they were there, they took the dog, and the dog didn't do very well on the flight. So they left the dog with my sister. So they are not what's the dog's name? Let's see. Dolly the Aussie Doodle is not with them at this time. But they are going to be here next week, actually.
Yeah.
They are in Houston, I think, right now. And we will check in with them today. And then I have invited them into the studio next week to give sort of a long and lengthy report about all of their travels. Because it's too bad. I really wish we had been able to keep up with them on a more regular basis. But they're quite busy with their jobs. And they will oftentimes cancel because someone's got a conference call that they have to take or something. So we haven't really talked to them quite as much as I wanted to. I wanted them to be a really regular part of the show on a specific day, but that never did work out. So they'll be in the studio next week, and we'll have them sort of fill in all the details of the things that they've missed when they didn't call us, because there were lots of adventures that we were not able to hear about because after 2 or 3 weeks goes by, it becomes sort of old news. So, we didn't really bother sometimes. But they will be in, they won't be in the studio today. They will be on the phone today to talk to us and give us a report from where they are right now. They were in San Antonio when last we heard.
Yeah, they were trying to find some places to eat over there. Did they find any?
I tried to get them the name of that Mexican restaurant, which I don't know if you remember this, but when we were there and the kids were little, like this would have been like 1994, so it's probably not even there now. But there was a restaurant not far from the Riverwalk. When we were there back, 30 years ago, we stayed in that hotel that was that boutique hotel and then walked to this restaurant. And then we went back later with the kids. The restaurant was still there. So maybe it is still there. But anyway, I tried to find the name of it and did not have any luck with that. So I hope they did find out the name of some restaurant by asking someone, and maybe it was the same one. But I remember that being a pretty good gourmet Mexican restaurant not far from the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Anyway, I hope he's also gotten his fried avocado, which he has been sort of on a search for since he had it the first time, I don't know, on his way out. And I told him he can get it in Texas at just about every place. Okay, so that's...
Yeah, we have another hour of the program.
That's music means we're done for this hour. Anyway, but, top of the hour, news is coming up. After
that's
260-6368 is the number.
Stay tuned.
WWL, 105.3 FM, HD2.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.